This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and you are on the Escape Hour. This is Joy 94.9. My name is Russ Masterton. Across the panel from me today is the lovely Fiona Brooke. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well, Russ. How are you?
Oh, look, I can't complain.
So what if you were escaping to Bali or you had escaped to Bali? Like, you know, Russ, what as a travel agent would you recommend?
Well, you know, of interest, we've seen recently that there is a volcano erupting in Bali, and of concern to anyone who's thinking about booking a trip to Bali, travel insurance has stopped selling the cancellation fee coverage to anyone who's going to Bali due to the volcano. So you can still get medical and you can still get everything else that you need for travel insurance. But if you go there at the moment because of this volcano warning, and all of a sudden there's an eruption like we've experienced this past week or so, you have no recourse with your travel insurance. So you've either got to wait it out and wait for the airlines to bring you home on a date that they choose or they're able to, or you have to buy another ticket to come home with another airline. It's as simple as that.
Yes. Well, my housemate recently cancelled his trip. And I guess the thing I would always say is if you are going to a place like that right now where there is, you know, volcanic activity, then you have to be aware of can you afford to get stuck there? And if you need to be back for any family occasions over this time of year, then probably it's wise not to go.
Now, the pictures on TV this week have been quite fabulous. I mean, with the volcano erupting and everything, I mean, my first reaction was, wow, I wish I could be there to see that because it looks quite magical. I just don't think people take travel insurance very seriously these days. And look, you don't have to have an overseas accident or something happen to you for peace of mind. And the issue with travel insurance these days, I think for a lot of people, is you need to read the fine print. You need to know what you're actually insuring for. And when you're overseas and when you're away, the very first thing that I would do with a travel insurance policy is if I'm in trouble or I want to cancel a flight or I need to claim something when I get back, is that there's a 24-hour hotline phone number that you can call, and you need to call your travel insurance provider on the 24-hour hotline and say, look, this has happened to me, what should I do? Now, what they should then do is activate a file for you stating that you're going to make this claim, and they will then tell you what you can claim, what you can't claim, what you're covered for, and moving forward, so you don't come back to Australia and have any nasty surprises.
Very wise advice. I mean, I always find travel insurance a minefield, and I didn't even use it for many, many years.
Exactly. You were one of those travellers that, you know, I'm young, I'm carefree, nothing's going to happen to me type people, weren't you?
Yep, and I was very lucky. Nothing did happen. But, for example, Russ, we were just talking before about if you were in Egypt during the recent bomb there. Now, exactly. What would happen then?
So we had some clients in Egypt who went into panic mode, Fee, and panic mode meaning that, they didn't contact their travel insurance provider. They decided that even though the bombing was 300 miles away on the Sinai Peninsula, it was nowhere near Cairo, that they had to get out. And that's fair enough. Personal decision. They chose to leave. So unless what they didn't also do is they failed to contact their travel insurance provider and seek advice. What would happen if I do this, this and this? So they then rang the airline, and the airline said, sorry, we're all booked out. We can't assist you here with any seats. You're going to have to wait until your scheduled flight, which was 2 days later. So this particular couple thought, no, we're getting out of here. It's too risky. They then went and bought business class seats home to Australia because they wanted to leave on Etihad Airlines, which was absolutely fine. They got home. They felt safe. They came back to our beautiful country. But they are not covered for those seats. So
and
a big out of...
Lots out of pocket for that one.
Big out of pocket expense for that one because they weren't thinking. And look, often in these situations when you're fearful of your life or you want the safety of your own country, you do make these very rash decisions, but they're not always the wisest decision. So that's why we tell everybody every time, ring your provider on the 24-hour hotline, and they will tell you what you can and you can't do unless you if you're worried about these big out of pocket expenses. Is when you come back.
All really good to know because we spend a lot of money and time preparing for our holidays and you don't want to screw it up.
Travel insurance, don't leave home without it, I say.
Okay, forget the Amex.
Oh no, you don't need an Amex, you need a travel insurance policy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.